you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To be one of the top teams in the National Football League. Here to talk about that and more from NFL.com, NFL Network. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jeffrey Chedia. Jeffrey, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there, Jeffrey. And before we get to, you know, we did the whole, hey, we're going to be 13-4 based on the schedule thing last week. But what we've been asking, or I have anyway, all of our esteemed NFL guests, you're based in KC. You've watched the greatness that is Patrick Mahomes, multiple Super Bowls, MVPs, having seven straight conference championship games. But is the gap closed between Mahomes and Lamar and Allen, Burrow, in regards to, as we sit here on May 19th, who the best quarterback in football is right now? Or is he still the guy, in your opinion?
Oh, he's still the guy, but I definitely believe the gap is closed. I mean, I always tell people you have to remember that when Patrick came in the league, he joined a team that had won two straight AFC West championships. They had a future Hall of Fame tight end, future Hall of Fame wide receiver, future Hall of Fame defensive tackle. They were loaded. And I know that when Lamar Jackson took over in Baltimore, John Harbaugh's job was in question. We all know Buffalo and Cincinnati were not great teams. So I think there's a lot to be said for quarterbacks who have to go the hard route to get where they need to be. But all these guys have done great things. They're probably all going to end up with MVPs and championships. And yeah, I think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, they'll be closer to him than people realize.
And Jeffrey, there's a lot of great quarterbacks in the AFC then specifically, but then there's also some pretty good teams. Now, we do know, we just mentioned, we're talking about with Patrick Mahomes still being a front runner, and the Chiefs are probably still going to be that team that everyone's going to continue to chase. And we know that the Ravens should be in the mix. We expect them to. Buffalo. And then Cincinnati, if you're buying that they can get over their September woes, that they can get hot. But maybe, I saw you were covering with the AFC West. Specifically, though, that's a tough division this year. Is there a sleeper team in your mind that maybe could make a little bit of buzz or that you're intrigued with following in the AFC this year?
Oh, I think Denver certainly is in that conversation. I know that they're not much of a sleeper team when they made the playoffs last year, but I like the direction they've been going under Sean Payton. They obviously found a talented quarterback last year in the draft in Bo Nix, and they've built a really good defense. I like what they did in the draft, getting Jahdae Barron at cornerback, and I think the running back they got, Harvey, is going to be a good running back for them. So I think that they're making the right steps, and you're right, that division's tougher. Because when you think about it, coaching has been a big part of the success of the Chiefs. They've just had better coaching across the board, and those other teams haven't been able to put the same depth of intelligence and execution together. But when you have Sean Payton there now, when you have Jim Harbaugh, and you have Pete Carroll in the division, it makes it harder for the Chiefs to always have that advantage. So I definitely think that's going to be a tougher division, and the Broncos look good to me.
They certainly do. A lot of pieces that were added there so far. And I guess then going back to the Ravens felt like they've always had a complete team. You know, for the most case, they feel like they have, I wouldn't say they should have everything, Bob, but it feels like they almost have.
Except for a kicker.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. I mean, Jeffrey, is that really the headline you think for the Baltimore Ravens going into this year is, oh, how is their new kicker going to go? Or do you have something else that you're curious with this Ravens club?
Well, you know, it's funny. When you end the season, we always do an article about, you know, with big questions facing every team once the season ends. And it was tough for me to find one for the Ravens just from their roster. Obviously, they had to re-sign Ronnie Stanley. But that was really, maybe Mark Andrews was hanging out there. But you look at their roster, and it's hard to find a team that is that deep, that talented. And that includes the team that won it all. That includes a team that came in second place. I mean, yeah, I look at what they've done as far as building that roster. It's hard to find a weakness. And if I'm in Baltimore, if I'm in that building, I'm a fan. I'm kicking myself go to the way the last 2 years have gone in the playoffs, because they've only beaten themselves. And if they're able to correct that stuff this season with what they have, I certainly think it's very plausible they end up winning a championship. But those are big things for them to fix.
Well, the Orioles just fired their manager, and if it was up to some of the fans, John Harbaugh would have been gone 2 years ago. Jeffrey Chedea from NFL.com, NFL Network. A couple of business things that the NFL is looking into. First of all, the tush push, what's the future there? And maybe flag football with NFL players? Is that something that is going to be allowed?
You know, the tush push to me, I've always stood on, look, if you're innovative and you're exceptional at what you do, you shouldn't get penalized for that. And so I understand people don't like it. I understand people think it's wrong. But for me, it's you play football. It's a physical game. You have to find a way to stop it. And so for it to be stopped or possibly be stopped in a boardroom doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But it feels like they're trying to find a way to make that happen. And flag football is, it's hard for me to see the NFL benefiting from having their players playing in this event. Like, it's different with basketball, where you're talking about the world stage and other countries have professionals playing. I imagine it'd be hard to find professional football players in Germany or Italy or whatever else that would compete with whatever the NFL would put out there. So I think they'd be okay with having just the guys who were specializing in flag football play in this.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.